AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is Patrick McHenry's first day as temporary Speaker of the House.
Hearing from members today. That's my focus.
Back up for a little bit.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Yesterday, Speaker Kevin McCarthy was pushed out of the job. He was praised by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Speaker McCarthy should be proud of what he and his team have accomplished on behalf of the American people over the past 9 months.
But with no permanent speaker in place, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he thought Republicans would have learned a lesson.
I thought House Republicans would have finally realized the dangers of MAGA extremism after what happened last fall. But year after year, they end up making the same mistake. And it always leads to disaster.
Money to fund the government is scheduled to run out next month. People in San Francisco are saying goodbye to Dianne Feinstein as her body lies in state at City Hall. The longtime senator and former San Francisco mayor died last week. On Capitol Hill, she's being remembered by former colleague, Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow.
Today, I'm remembering my friend for all the barriers she broke, the glass ceilings she shattered, the door she held open so that so many others could follow.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is proposing raising the legal age in Britain to buy cigarettes by 1 year every year until it is eventually illegal for the whole population, and smoking will hopefully be phased out among young people. Get ready to see these words. This is a test. It will flash across your screen as the federal government tests its emergency alert system used to tell people about emergencies. The Emergency Alert System is a national public warning system that's designed to allow the president to speak to the American people within 10 minutes during a national emergency. This is AP News. The man facing a murder charge in Las Vegas for the shooting death 27 years ago of Tupac Shakur made his first court appearance. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
The hearing for Dwayne Keefe D. Davis was cut short after he asked to postpone while he retains counsel. His arraignment has been rescheduled for October 19th. Attorney Edie Fowle confirms he's Davis's personal lawyer, but he had no comment. Davis has said in interviews and in his own memoir that he was in the front passenger seat of a Cadillac in 1996 and handed a .40 caliber handgun to his nephew in the back seat, from which shots were fired. In Nevada, a person can be convicted of murder for helping another person commit the crime. Davis is the only one of the four people in the car that night who is still alive. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Google unveiled a next-generation Pixel smartphone lineup that will be infused with more and more artificial intelligence tools. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.